Good morning. Thank you for listening to STEP Connections Podcast. Our podcasts are all based around the central theme of what it takes to be successful. My name is Ethan.
My name is Liam.
My name is Daniel.
My name is
Miguel.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Zeph.
My name is Sierra.
My name is Lauren.
Today, we have the honor of speaking with Ms. Krista, who is an administrative assistant at Dag Hammarskjöld Middle School. Thank you, Ms. Krista, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today.
Welcome. Good to be here.
Now, our first question will be brought to us by Dan.
We will start with some questions about your childhood. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in part of the time in New Haven, and then I moved to North Brantford, where I went to high school, graduated in 1974, long time ago, and you know, I had two sisters and a brother that grew up with me, so it was fun.
What was your childhood like?
It was good. It was, wasn't as busy as you guys are. I mean, I don't think we did all the activities like, what you do now, but, it was fun. Was involved in school, like in FBLA, which is like Future Business Leaders of America, was in the student council, I did play volleyball, but, that's about all I did in sports, but it was fun.
Who was your biggest inspiration when growing up?
My dad. He worked two jobs to get us to where we were all, you know, successful, went to college, and he's who I took my bowling after. And, you know, he was just always there for me and supportive of me.
As a kid, what was your dream job and why?
Dream job. Well, all through high school, I took secretarial classes, and I just really loved doing all of that. And so I always wanted to be in an office setting, and I think actually now DAG is my dream job.
Now we will talk about your education and early career. Where did you attend high school?
I went to North Brantford High School, graduated in 1974.
What was your favorite subject?
I would have to say all my secretarial. We actually had a class where we ran an office, similar to what you guys do, kind of. And we had to do all the different parts of it, doing payroll, doing running off, you know, anything that any jobs that had to be done. So it was kind of like an office setting that we got used to, you know, what it would be like to. So I enjoyed that class the most.
Where did you attend college?
I went to Middlesex Community College and graduated and had, there again, it was the business section. You know, I did all business and secretarial. It's different now, but back then it was all secretarial.
What did you major in?
Business. Yeah.
I assume so.
Yeah.
What was your first job outside of college?
My first job outside of college, I worked at New Haven Ambulance. I was an office manager. So we kind of dealt a lot with, we had a lot of interaction with patients when they were discharged from the hospital, just getting insurance information. We dealt a lot with all the ambulance drivers, knowing what they had to deal with when they went on a call. But, you know, it was a job where you had to be very sympathetic to people, because sometimes in cases where you're trying to get information, the patient had passed away. So you always had to be very delicate in what you did and how you talked to people. But that, again, was an interesting job. I learned a lot of medical all the different techniques they used, and we actually, in the office, we actually got to go on a couple calls to see what the ambulance drivers had to deal with when they went out, you know, because sometimes it wasn't always easy to get information from people when they were dealing with a life and death situation, so we got to experience it ourselves. It was interesting.
Now we will move on into your current career.
Yep.
What did you decide to become an administrative assistant?
Well, we moved out here in 1995, and at the time I was just doing bookkeeping on the side because I had my two girls that were you know, growing up and stuff, so I was kind of working part-time, and I got into the school system. Didn't start as administrative assistant, took all the tests to try to, jobs were hard to get in administrative assistant. So after going through a few jobs in DAG itself, I actually started working in the kitchen just to get in. Yeah, I think I've done a lot of jobs, and I worked in the kitchen just subbing as one of the cafeteria workers. Then I went into building aid. Then I went into in-school suspension. And then at that point, the job came up in the office, and I had applied, and I got it. So that's how. I've been a DAG a long time.
How long have you been doing this job?
This job has been since, I'm at 20 years doing it.
Did this job ever stress you out?
Oh. Who told you to ask that question?
They did.
I'm pretty sure.
There are times when you have to juggle a lot of things. Yeah, there's times I get stressed, sub-wise and whatever, making sure all classes are covered. And, yeah, there's stress in the job.
What's your favorite part about working in the office?
I like that it changes day to day. We're not always doing the same, and I have a great team of people that I work with. You know, Mrs. Canny, Mrs. Schlick, Mrs. Rowdy, and Mrs. Ardito down in the library. We all work well together, and we get along. So that, to me, is important, that we can work together and get our work done. But I really like the diversity of my job. I'm not always doing one, you know, the same thing day to day, so...
Now we will move on to the topic of success. What is your proudest moment?
My proudest moment? I would say having my two girls was my proudest moment.
What is some advice you would give to any person who is trying to be successful in their own field?
You need to work hard. You need to be passionate about it. And really, you know, put your all into it. And I think that would make the difference and make you successful.
Do you think that success and happiness go hand in hand?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What is your definition of success?
I think you have to find your passion for what you like to do. And when you do that, when you have, you know, you have such a passion for something, you are successful in anything, not just your job. It could be in anything, in sports and whatever. My opinion on it.
What is the biggest factor you attribute to success?
Liking what you do. I think that's liking what you
do. Okay, so do we have any more questions for Ms. Krista?
So when you got out of college, what was your original plan? I mean, it looks like it changed a lot.
Originally, I was going to work, and I did start working at New Haven Ambulance, and then getting married and having children change your life for the good, but I just felt I needed some time to be with them as they grew up a little bit, but, you know, and I'm good now.
Awesome.
And they're good. They're grown and working out, you know, living up in Boston and having a good life.
As a player of volleyball myself, how long did you play?
I think it was 2 years in high school I played, but it was fun. Now I'm a bowler and a golfer, okay? I changed my,
awesome.
Play with Miss Coppola and Mrs. Canny down the office and Mrs. Rowdy. We all play golf, so.
The squad.
We are a squad.
Don't mess with them.
Don't mess with us.
What's your typical day like?
Typical day. Well, the first thing in the morning when I come in, I have to check to see who is absent teacher-wise, to see if we have subs for everyone and if every class is covered, which I'm kind of working on right now.
We pulled her out of her spot right now.
But that's my first part of the day. Then it's whatever happens. It could be dealing with money that's brought down from different classes for field trips, that those have to all be deposited, you know, checks have to be written. I do the budget with Mr. Snyder. Purchase orders have to be taken care of. Whatever we purchase in the school has to go through a process. There's just a lot of stuff that goes on all day. I don't know. Students in and out, and you know, parents coming in. We have to deal with that. It's busy. It's a little bit of everything, but it's good. It's never the same.
How do like figure out like half days and early dismissals? Like, how do you do that?
As far as subs or as far as...
Like, how do you, like... So you're the... Are you the person, like, who, like, makes it official, like, for half days and early releases? Or
no, I wish. No, I'm not. That comes from central office. So,
okay.
Yeah, no.
I was confused about that. Yeah,
yeah, no, that's all from up above. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? What advice would you give... let's say, obviously, eighth graders who are moving or transitioning out into high school, and knowing the fact that the world is there, kind of in their hands, what kind of advice would you give them as they pursue the next level?
I would say, just looking at what my daughters have done, try everything. You know, just get out there and experience different things and see what you like to do, and I think that'll make you successful in, you know, because they did a lot of different jobs, did school. My one daughter went to Australia for a semester, worked there, got to experience. I just think you need to try everything. You know, don't let an opportunity go by. Just really try everything in life.
Do you have any goals that you want to accomplish in the future?
Yeah, to 300 game maybe in bowling? I did get most improved bowler this year at our banquet Friday.
That's fantastic. Congrats.
Any goals? No, just enjoy life. You know, I'm kind of on the down. I'm seeing retirement closer, but not yet, but it's coming. So I just want to enjoy life and, you know, that's it.
Any other questions?
All right, well, thank you, Ms. Krista,
welcome,
for coming to speak with us today. And thank you to all of our listeners for, well, listening to our podcast.